Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Thursday night football, the Jets and the Indianapolis Colts. Not all that sexy, right? Wrong. Chris Carlin, Greeny in for, or Chris Carlin and Booger McFarlane in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Mike White, Booger McFarlane. Mike White was the talk of the NFL this past Sunday as he took over his first career start, 26 years old, drafted in the fifth round by the Cowboys in 2018, but cut plenty of times over the years, and he lit up the Cincinnati Bengals for 405 yards. Your takeaway right now with the Jets quarterback situation with Mike White?
Well, I think Mike White came in. He was forced into duty, and he played very admirably. I don't think this is a quarterback competition. I don't think that there is any way, shape, or form that it needs to be shaped that way. I think Mike White had a good outing. It's like Cooper Rush had a good outing. Are we banking on Cooper Rush throwing for 300 every Sunday? No. Are we banking on Mike White throwing for 400 every Sunday? No. So let's just take it for what it is, which is a very good outing. We don't have to necessarily rush Zach Wilson back, but we all know who the franchise quarterback is and is going to be. So let's not go any further than that, Mr. Carlin.
Okay. I agree. I agree that, in fact, you can't expect very much from Mike White. And so many times when we see a backup quarterback come off the bench for a week and have a big week, you start to think, well, is this the next Kurt Warner? Yeah. Well, it's all settled down on that. However, if Mike White just plays well, Booger, I think that's an exceptionally good thing for the New York Jets on a couple of fronts. Number one, they need to win games right now with a younger football team, one of the two or three youngest teams in the league based on the day. And this is not something that they're used to building in terms of a culture, and that's what Robert Saleh is trying to do. That's what Joe Douglas is trying to do. So as far as tanking, I don't think that was something that was even going to enter the fray here, especially when they have a second first-round pick this coming year. It's important for them to win games. But secondly, you know, isn't it important at some point, if White is playing well, for Wilson to know that the job is not gifted to him, that he's going to have to fight through adversity when he's not playing well in the middle of his development?
No, I'm not necessarily going to even remotely agree with that. Quarterbacks are different, man. Like, we all go by this theory in National Football League that it's competition. Every job is up for to basically the highest bidder based on who wins the job, except the quarterback position, because that position is so mental. Just look no further than Carson Wentz. It's so mental. You need that guy locked in. The position is so mental that Frank Reich took ownership of a left-handed interception that Carson Wentz threw by saying, hey, that's on me. Huh?
Yeah.
So understand how mental this position is. So you do not want a guy in his first year even remotely thinking that, hey, I got to go out and battle for my job. Not only do I got to worry about the playbook and worrying about deciphering these defenses and make sure that I stay alive because my offensive line isn't necessarily playing well, I got to worry about the guy behind me trying to take my job. Have you ever seen Tom Brady on the sideline when he sits down and they hand him the blue tablet?
Mm-hmm.
Notice what happens. The other quarterbacks come stand around him and try to help him.
Mm-hmm.
They have conversations. How's that going to work when the guy that's trying to help you also wants your job? So that's why you can't have competition at that position, especially during the season. Now, if we want to have a training camp competition when there's no game to prepare for, when we're trying to see who the best man for the job, I'm all for it. But once toe meets leather first game, I need to know who my guy is. I need to know that he's 100% invested, and the backup needs to be the backup.
Well, the Jets, they've shown they're going to do what they have to do for Zach Wilson to be their guy. Like, they went out this past week during the bye and brought in his personal quarterback coach, John Beck, to be on the staff for the rest of the year. And I kind of look at that as like a translator, right? First of all, they lost Greg Knapp tragically before the season started.
Yeah.
Matt Kavanaugh came on. So that threw a major monkey wrench into some of the plans in helping to develop him, because Greg Knapp was already developing that relationship with Zach Wilson. So they bring in somebody from the outside who maybe can not just act like a translator, but somebody that's truly going to be able to get on the same page with what the Jets want and with what's best for Zach Wilson to become that franchise quarterback. I don't think for a second that the Jets have any designs on Mike White being that franchise quarterback after one game. No way. Here's the other part. Playing well the rest of the year, if you're White, I guess I'll preface this with my question here. Does Zach Wilson come back when he's healthy no matter what?
Yes.
No matter what, Mike White goes for 300 tonight. He's playing.
Zach Wilson is the future. The Jets aren't going anywhere right now. So this year is entirely and solely about the development of Zach Wilson. That's why you hire John Beck. That's why you put all your resources in place. That's all this year is about, because after this season, you need to feel very comfortable in saying, we got the right guy. Now let's go out and invest and build around him. So I don't care. Like, Mike White can come out tonight, Chris, and he can throw for 350 and three, and the Jets can score 40. Doesn't matter. Because at some point, you're going to realize, as a wise philosopher once told me, water finds its level. It always finds its level. And so, therefore, Mike White is going to continually be who he is. He didn't just magically change overnight. Okay? So your future is Zach Wilson, regardless of what happens tonight and next week. When Zach Wilson is healthy, he plays. Do you think differently?
I think at this point, as long as White is playing well, he's out there.
What am I saying
to the rest of my team if I'm not giving them the best chance to win? And I'm not saying that I look at this, and if White's playing well enough to help their team win and he's doing a better job than Wilson is in the moment, yeah, I'm playing him because I want to give my team a chance to get used to winning, to see what that looks like. And I don't think it's the worst thing in the world for a rookie quarterback to be sitting for a few weeks. The first time I see Mike White not play well, I'm putting him back in, okay? But I also think watching from the sidelines for a few weeks and not taking it for granted – it's not the worst thing either.
Well, he's watching right now, though. Like, he's hurt, and so he's watching now. And so you basically want him healthy, holding the clipboard, chewing gum.
If Mike White is playing at that level, let's be clear, and the Jets are winning a couple of games here and there.
The Jets are 2-5. I mean, at what level do you think Mike White is going to play to get them out of the 2-5 hole?
And look, let's just say hypothetically.
Oh, I love these.
Well, hang on a second. Is it out of the realm of possibility that he can't play well again?
They are at the Colts tonight. They have the Bills, Dolphins, at Texans, Eagles, Saints. So the schedule is very, very manageable.
Yes.
The game against the Colts probably won't win, probably won't beat the Bills. So Mike White is going to wind up being 1-2 in his tenureship. Now, do you bring him back if Zach is healthy against the Dolphins?
If White is 1-2 and he hasn't played great, he's played like a backup quarterback, there's no doubt I'm bringing Zach back. No question. But if Mike White somehow has them at 2-1 and he wins a game like tonight that maybe they're not supposed to, I don't think they're beating the Bills either, and he's played well and he hasn't turned the football over a lot, I don't know how I can not keep playing him.
Let me put this in your terms. Let me ask you a question. All right? Are you a regular hamburger guy or are you a turkey burger guy?
I can go either way, you know, any port in a storm, but regular, I would say.
Generally speaking, most Americans are regular burger guys. Right. Now, every now and then, we will dip our toe into the Turker Burgie family.
Yep.
And we will try to figure out, hey, maybe we're on a diet, maybe we want to do something different, so let's try the turkey burger and see if we are healthy. We're not sticking with the turkey burger forever, buddy. I'm going back to that ground beef, and I'm going to get some mayo and American cheese and bacon well done, all right? I'm going to put it in a wrap because I'm not a fan of bread, as I've told you, but I'm going back to the real deal.
But if I'm at a restaurant where the turkey burger is better than the regular burger, which is possible.
There's no such restaurant. There is no such restaurant in America where that's the case.
It's possible. And the only reason I'll say is the turkey burger is one of the most controversial food items that there is, because it can be horrible in one place and it can be great in another place.
Yeah, I would generally say that you're probably eating at the wrong spots. Maybe you should come out of those spots and go to normal restaurants. But my whole point is this. All right. Mike White, turkey burger. Zach Wilson, he is like a T-bone that's been ground up with a filet, a little bit of ribeye, and it's grounded up. And you got some good ground meat. You season it with a little salt and pepper. You're going to cook it well done because I like all my stuff done. I don't need anything rare, medium. I don't need to see any pink, okay?
Are you an American? I mean, come on.
I'm very American, all right? Zach Wilson, regular burger. Mike White, turkey burger. You never, ever, 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 ever venture too far away from the regular burger. Well, you may try the turkey burger.
If you like it well done, I don't think there's anything wrong with leaving Zach Wilson on the grill a little bit longer before he's ready. It is Booger and Chris in for Greeny today on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. What makes AutoZone America's number one battery destination? Because they offer free battery testing and charging and reliable replacement batteries starting at just $79.99. And they've always got your battery solution. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Up next, Aaron Rodgers is out this week. So what is reasonable to expect from Jordan Love? We discuss on Greeny on ESPN Radio and on your smart speaker at Play ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Carson Wentz is unvaccinated, right? Every time I've seen him on the sideline, he's wearing a mask, right? When he comes off the field, he puts a mask on. When he goes to shake hands after the game, he has a mask on. Rodgers hasn't done any of that.
This has to be taken out of the Green Bay Packers' hands.
Aaron Rodgers out Sunday, COVID protocol. Plenty of discussion about his whole vaccination status. Did he lie? Did he not lie? How's this going to play out? That aside, the football angle is equally as interesting. It's week 10 in college football, and Saturday on ABC and ESPN Radio, we've got Washington hosting number 4 Oregon, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. This college football preview brought to you by Cross Country Mortgage. With a home loan to fit your needs, Cross Country Mortgage is dedicated to getting it done. Visit them at crosscountrymortgage.com. So Jordan Love, Booger McFarland, along with Chris Carlin, in for Greeny today on ESPN Radio. Jordan Love gets the start this week for the Green Bay Packers. And in some ways, it's a small preview for what their future may hold if Aaron Rodgers is in fact out after this season. We already talked about the fact that the line went up 5 points from 2.5 to 7.5 in favor of the Chiefs. What is fair to expect from Jordan Love for the Packers to have a chance to win this game?
Well, if the game plan is very similar to what they had against the Arizona Cardinals, which is they ran the football a lot, man. I mean, they got two really good backs, Dylan Jones, and offensive line is pretty good. I think David Bakhtiari is going to come back really soon, so it's only going to get better. I know Lazard is back. Is Devontae Adams back?
I don't believe so, but I will double check.
Yeah, that would be, since he missed last Thursday, and the game is Sunday, so I would think he would be back by now. But if he's not, then the game plan is is definitely going to be run the football a lot. If he is back, I do think Jordan Love can be a little bit more explosive, because you know Devontae is going to be where he should be, and you got to feed him the football since he's going to be your weapon on the outside. I think he'll play a lot better than people think. Here's why. In order for the Chiefs to stop the run, they're going to have to bring the safety down and play the numbers game, meaning it's going to be one-on-one on the outside. If Devontae's back, now you got Devontae, Lazard on the outside. They can win one-on-one matchups. And if Jordan Love is worth a grain of salt, he can complete balls against man coverage, and he can hit a ton of screens. So expect the Packers to run a lot of screens, a lot of man coverage. And I think they can have a really good game. The key will be the Packer defense. If the Packer defense plays up to par, then the game will be close and the game won't get out of hand. If Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill hit for a couple deep shots and it's 17-3, now it becomes tougher and tougher to run the football and stay in the game. So this game plan is all going to be dictated by how the Packers defense plays. Defensive coordinator Joe Barry missed the last game with COVID. He should be back. We can double check that along with Devontae Adams to see if both of those guys are going to come back. But if they are back, then to me, that side of the ball determines who wins this game.
They were hopeful to get Adams back today out of COVID, but he has still been sidelined on the COVID list. It has not come through as of yet that he is going to be back. And
so if he's not back today, then there's hope for Friday and or Saturday. So it sounds like he's trending toward being back by Sunday.
It does sound like that. And I think that, you know, for Love, this is not about going nuts all over the place. This is about taking advantage of the opportunities that present themselves. And there are plenty of them, because I watched the other night the Chiefs and the Giants, and the Chiefs were begging the Giants to take that game. They were just absolutely begging them to take that game. And right now there is, I don't know if I should call it a crisis of confidence with Kansas City, but it looks like they just have lost their way a little bit. Not completely, but it looks like they've lost their way a little bit. Fair to say at this point?
Yeah, it's fair. What do you think is the problem? I'd be curious, because people have asked me for the last couple of weeks, what's the issue? And, you know, of course, I give the analytical answer. You know, the defense is bad. Daniel Sorensen is on the field. The quarterback is doing too much. The offensive line is bad. I'd be curious from a guy who's been around the world almost 70 years. You've seen a lot of quarterback play.
I have.
A
lot of Tarkenton. I mean, yeah.
Exactly. So yeah. No doubt about it. Johnny, you and all those guys.
Yep.
What do you see from Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs?
I see somebody that right now is kind of facing his first bit of real adversity in struggling to win games. And I don't see that other teams have figured him out, but I think there are times where he looks a little bit more unsure than he has ever looked. Like, he has never looked unsure on the field. So I wouldn't go as far as to say, like I said, a crisis of confidence, but I would say that he does not play right now with that same, and I hate this word, swagger that he usually plays with. I think there are times where he's kind of questioning himself right now.
Entertain me when I say this, and be very, very honest, and don't be afraid to say that I'm totally wrong. Mm. I think life is happening right before Patrick Mahomes' eyes. And here's what I mean by that. Patrick is, what, 24, 25 years old?
Mm-hmm.
He's got a fiance. He's got a new daughter named Sterling. He's a dad. Right before our eyes, his interest and his time commitments have been dispersed in other areas. No longer it's just football, football, football. And I think he's just going through a maturation process. It's not a reason. It's just how life evolves. We got to be able to adjust. And he's a young guy. Okay, I was 30 when I had my first kid. It's an adjustment at 30 when I was, you know, I was done playing ball. So imagine being the quarterback and being hailed as the most talented guy that the position has ever seen, and the expectations are through the roof. Now, on top of that, you're about to get married soon. You have a new daughter. All the things that in the expectations and the ways in which you're being pulled. I just think he's just going through an adjustment in life. and talent usually always wins out. He's going to wind up being as good as he's ever been at some point. He's just going through an adjustment period. Do you buy any of that, some of it, or none of it at all?
Well, I've never had children because I've never been interested in responsibility. So that's number one.
That's not the reason I would have given, but keep going.
Well, I'm married for 15 years. I've never had children. That's just, okay, well, you know, I mean, listen, I'm a guy that, you know, I like to play golf. Anyway, my other point here is it's hard for me to kind of understand that and put it on him, to be fair. But I could see it. I don't think it's 100% wrong. I could absolutely see it when all of the dynamics of your life have been surrounded by football for basically what? The last 15 years at least? Something like that? And now it is all of a sudden changing to where you do have to divert some of your attention elsewhere. And that could be it. That could absolutely be it, because I do watch him and he doesn't play with that same just lack of indecision. And he seems like he has a little bit more of it right now. And I get it. I think the kid's entitled, considering how lights out he has played this thus far through his entire career. It's Chris Carlin, Booger McFarland on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline, making the plays that move you forward. Goodyear, more driven. Up next, we've got to take you on a quick little spin around the league and the games coming this weekend, and we're not going to do it alone. Oh, no, no, no. Special guest joins us in a moment. Chris and Booger for Greeny, ESPN Radio, and on your smart speaker at Play ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Chris Carlin, Booger McFarland, in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance. And all guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. We are coming to you live from the Seaport District of Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. Right now, Booger, we welcome in Damian Woody, our ESPN NFL analyst, joining us in studio, brought to us by Straight Talk and Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. I got to start here because we've had a couple of different things pop up over the last few days. Last week, Booger McFarland made the decision on a whim to go in and get his back waxed. And then he then threw down the gauntlet to Nuno and to Bubba, our producers on the show, and they went and did it this past week, showed the receipts to prove it. Have you ever done any waxing of any sort?
I have not, and I don't plan on doing anything of the sort at all. It does not sound relaxing at all.
Booger. Very, very relaxing, D. Wood.
I find that very hard to believe, Booger. you're my dog and everything, but I find that very hard to believe.
Well, relaxing may be too strong of a word. Maybe soothing is a better word.
What is soothing about it? I mean, like – tell me, what is soothing about it?
Well, you know, the fact that, as I share with the guys, the older I get, the less and less tolerant of hair I've become.
Okay.
As you can tell, well, hey, you can say that. As you can tell based on my head, I just try to shave everything off. And so you can't reach the back. And it's like, okay, on a whim, I see this place. And it's like, let's go ahead and try this and get this done.
And he said he came out feeling like a new man.
Oh, felt good, man.
Was this like the wife's orders? Like, did she put this down? Like,
No, not at all. This is strictly all on me. I was driving and happened to, you know how you're driving and you pass the Chick-fil-A and you don't see anybody in line and you whip in there?
Yeah.
It was very much the same way.
Really?
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just out of nowhere.
Fascinating.
That absolutely threw me for a loop, but now I'm considering it. And I – Listen, I don't want to put that job on anybody because that's some heavy lifting.
And there's
going to be a nice
Chris, think about this, Chris. Chris, think about this.
Do they charge by acreage?
Well, if and when you do it, I've heard that the gray hair is less painful, so you should be good.
I do not have a lot of gray hair at all. I do not. Secondly, Booger has stated today that he loves his burgers, any kind of steak, any sort of that, well done. Wants no pink in there whatsoever. Your response?
I used to be like that, but I am now a medium to medium plus type guy.
And is that because you enjoy flavor?
Yes, I enjoy flavor. If your steak is burnt, there's no flavor.
No. See, there's a difference. I didn't say burnt. I just said no pink in the middle. Well done. There's a difference. A good chef can get no pink without it being burnt.
Listen, I used to think like that, but Booger, I have evolved. I have evolved. That's the key word, evolved. I have evolved, and I think you dry up the steak when you cook it too much, and you leave some of that flavor. The flavor starts to leave the steak when you cook it that long.
I do not.
So, which would you rather have, D Wood? Which would you rather have? A steak from Peter Luger's? Or a great burger from whatever you think is the best burger place of your choice?
Peter Luger's is really good.
It is.
Really good. Really good.
Your answer?
Huh?
Is that your answer, Peter Luger's?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Here's a little challenge for you. Next time you go to Peter Luger's, if you go there for lunch, maybe get the burger.
There you go. Okay. Now we're cooking.
It is okay. Outstanding.
Okay, I will do that.
If I had steak at lunch at Peter Luger's, I'd be out by 2:30 for the rest of the afternoon. I'd be like a horse shot with a tranquilizer gun. I'd be absolutely done. It is Booger McFarland and Damian Woody joining us. Chris Carlin here in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus. All right, what was your immediate reaction when you heard the news about Aaron Rodgers and how this is unfolding?
Aaron Rodgers trying to play us for a fool. Literally, like, the fact that, when the media asked a question, point blank, are you vaccinated? First word he said was, yeah, I'm immunized. And then as the conversation went on, he talked about his teammates and saying like, yeah, basically whatever they decide to do, if they're vaccinated or they're not vaccinated, I'm not going to judge them. Implying that, well, I'm vaccinated, but if they choose not to be vaccinated, I'm not going to look at them in any different manner or anything like that. That you're deceiving. You're deceiving people. And I think the bigger question is, we know the Green Bay Packers know of Aaron Rodgers' vaccination status. They know he's unvaccinated. When you talk about, the Halloween party that was posted on Instagram, you can't be in those settings with, three or more players if you're unvaccinated, and he didn't have a mask on. You've seen him in pressers with no mask on. So the question now is, okay, the league needs to get involved. They need to get the security tapes to see what's been going on behind the scenes. And, there should be some type of repercussion. There's no question the league has to come down hard on this situation because – it's a situation where you can't have people running afoul of the protocols that's set for all 32 teams in the National Football League.
So why now, D. Wood, are we going to try to come down? Because it sounds like based on Rob Demoski's reporting, everyone has known where this situation has been since day one. So why now are we going to go back and cry foul and raise an uproar when we've known for the better part of 2 months? Why do that now? Just because he's been caught, quote unquote?
It's accountability, Booger. I mean, isn't that what it's all about? It's about being accountable. We saw the Baltimore Ravens. They ran afoul of the COVID. Violating COVID protocols, and they had severe punishment. We saw the Denver Broncos, where the players, I think they tried to take out the monitoring device and that the players had to wear last year, and the hammer got brought down hard on them. This is about accountability. You can't have anyone running the foul, regardless of who the player or the organization is.
You're right. I will agree with that. In those cases, there was deception involved. I think in this case,
you don't think there was deception with the way Aaron Rodgers described his status?
Absolutely. There was some intent to deceive. However, based on the reporting, everyone knew and had already qualified him as unvaccinated in August. So regardless of what he said at the press conference, the NFL, the NFLPA, the independent epidemiologist, I hope I'm saying the right word, they had all determined he was unvaccinated. So everyone knew this back in August. So regardless of what he said, everyone agreed he is unvaccinated. So I guess my question is, why try to punish him now when they knew back then?
But okay, but again, I'm going to go back to, I just cited a couple points. The Halloween party, there are specific things in the protocol. You know how stringent the protocols are for unvaccinated players. That's, I'm citing just one right off the top where he violated in that Halloween party. His pressers, you have to, you know, we see Carson Wentz, who's not, you know, who's unvaccinated. When you see him do press, you know, presses, he has his mask on. We don't see we haven't seen Aaron Rodgers wearing masks when he has his presses. So that's just, you know, those are a couple of examples that I cite as to why the league needs to look into this matter.
Chris Garland, along with Booger McFarland for Greeny on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus, joining us in studio, Damian Woody, Odell Beckham, and how that situation is playing out. By the way, his father has just come out and made sure to give proper credit for the production of that video to, quote, J. Daddy Productions.
Okay.
I'm putting that
J. together. Daddy Productions.
That's what it says. Meanwhile,
J. Daddy sounds like he's linked to this company in D. Wood. You'll recognize this one. Carlin, you won't recognize it, and I'm not going to explain it. A production company back in the day called Sugar Walls. I'll just leave it at that.
Yes, you're right, Bo. You're right about that.
Meanwhile, Browns safety John Johnson said in the last few minutes, the majority of the locker room would love to have him in this building, flat out. All right, this is obviously not going to end with Beckham in Cleveland because he's been told to stay home again for a second straight day. Is this, when you hear something like that, and we know what the situation is with Mayfield, what are the grander implications here of moving on from Odell Beckham?
Well, listen, I don't think it changes the dynamics of the Cleveland Browns at all. You know, actually, you could make – I mean, the evidence is clear. The Cleveland Browns were a better team last year, especially in the postseason, with Odell Beckham Jr. not there. So we know the identity of the Cleveland Browns. They are a run-first team. Okay, they want to run the ball first. That is their identity. Their offensive line and the two backs that they have in the backfield. That's where everything starts as it relates to the Cleveland Browns offense. Jarvis Landry, he's a, you know, big part of the passing game. But ultimately, you know, it's up to Baker Mayfield to continue to make plays in the passing game, but this team is always going to be run first. So Odell Beckham Jr. not on this roster is not going to affect the Cleveland Browns at all as it relates to how they want to play offense.
So with that being said, D. Wood, why do you get past Tuesday's trade deadline realizing that this past Sunday he only had one target, or I think one catch for 3 yards, and you get past Tuesday realizing this is a player that you do not necessarily use? This is a player that doesn't want to be here. How do you explain the Cleveland Browns organization getting past Tuesday with him still being on the roster?
That's a great question, Booger. I wish I had the answer to it, but it doesn't make any sense to me. We've seen the evidence time and time again. This is not working in Cleveland. It is clearly not working. You know, whatever the case may be, whether, you know, Odell Beckham Jr. is in decline, or, you know, you could make – there's plenty of arguments that's out there right now between that, Baker Mayfield, whatever the case may be. But the chemistry is not there. And the Cleveland Browns have lost 3 out of 4. They're last place in the AFC North. Why would you want to continue further with Odell Beckham Jr. on the roster? You don't need that as an organization right now when you're trying to, you know, battle and fight your way back into the mix. If I'm Andrew Berry, I'm cutting ties now. Because I don't want to continue talking about it. It's a distraction. I'm trying to move on so the team can be focused on what's really important, and that's the upcoming games coming up.
Last one here on Beckham. Damian Woody with us in studio. Is the juice worth the squeeze for some other team with Odell Beckham in the league at this point?
Listen, I have my doubts about Odell Beckham Jr. I think he's more reputation than anything right now. We haven't seen a really productive Odell Beckham Jr. since New York. That's been some time ago. But I think that in the right situation, do I think he could be a good player? Yeah, I think look at maybe the Las Vegas Raiders. Look at what's happened to the unfortunate incident with Henry Ruggs and him not being on the team anymore. Could they use a threat to go along with Derek Carr? Possibly. I think Odell Beckham Jr. needs to get with an established quarterback, established yes. organization. Someone that organization quarterback that's bigger than him, not the other way around. And I think it's got to be a situation where he needs to find his role. You're going to be playing with an elite quarterback. And then at that point, it's up to you to make things happen. And I think, that's why I say Las Vegas Raiders possibly. Maybe the Green Bay Packers with Aaron Rodgers. That could be a possibility. But he needs to go somewhere with an established veteran quarterback. I think that's really, really important.
D, what I agree with you about him needing an established quarterback, I disagree. I think he still is an elite talent. I just think that he hasn't been – think about this now. When he was with Eli Manning early on, he put up historic numbers, the great catches, et cetera. He gets hurt. He's coming back. He gets traded to Cleveland. Baker Mayfield has never been the answer in Cleveland, so the numbers have waned. And people actually think now that Odell – has kind of lost some of the juice. I still think he is a top five talent at the position. And if you put him with an elite thrower, a Matthew Stafford, an Aaron Rodgers, a guy that when he runs that out route, that ball is going to be there waiting on him, I think he will put up the same numbers he put up with Eli Manning.
Well, listen, that's what does at this point for me, it's like the production doesn't match the talent. And so that's why I think, for me, it's imperative to get to a situation where he can, rejuvenate his career, because right now his career is just stalled.
D-Wood, 20 seconds. Who you got tonight, Thursday Night Football? Mike White and the Jets and the Colts.
Man, I'm going with the Mike White experience right now.
Oh, cut the cord.
Listen, Boog, it's just a great story, man. I love stories like these. The guy that's making his first start, comes in, throws for 405 yards. His jersey, his ball got sent to the Hall of Fame. So, listen, we've seen what the mess that's going on in Indianapolis with Carson Wentz. Why not? I've seen stranger things happen.
D. Wood, awesome stuff. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, guys.
Damian Woody joining us in studio. What if you could get the same type of rigor that the pro leagues use for players into your hiring process? Well, you can when you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter technology finds qualified candidates for your open roles and proactively presents them to you, and you can invite your top choices to apply for your job. No wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. All right, Booger, we got 10 seconds each. Who you got tonight?
I'm going with the Colts. I don't think Carson Wentz is going to be throwing balls left-handed. I like the Colts, and I think the Mike White experience has some of the rides are going back to California.
I agree. I'm going with the Colts, and I don't know that the Jets' defense is going to continue to play at the same level that they did this past week, and I think that might end up being the biggest factor. Plus, if White gives it away, there you go. Well, it's Greeny on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and see it with the video on ESPN Plus. Also catch Greeny on Get Up weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN, and also available wherever you get your podcast.